the concept of balance. What is balance? Balance is like the yin and yang. The yin and yang is like the perfect symbol to represent balance. I think when it comes to balance, there are some main things to think about. Like, what are you willing to live for? And what are you willing to die for? As in die, I mean, like, you leaving your physical body. What are you willing to do that for? Another thing to think about is, what's worth your time? Are you spending your time on a bunch of dumb shit? Because if you are, that means that dumb shit is worth your time. What's not worth your time? And do you clearly understand what makes you feel positive and what makes you feel negative? And do you clearly understand the reasons for that? Are your reasons for feeling positive and negative logical ones? Or are they based upon materialistic things such as cars and money and clothes and bullshit like that? Are they based upon someone else's opinion on how you should feel just because they think that you should feel that way or react that way? Another thing to think about is, are you? As in, like, are you representing yourself, or are you representing what someone else is, or are you representing what someone else wants you to be? And whatever you're a representative for, is it a positive thing which brings growth to life, progression to life, or is it a negative thing which brings self-destruction to life and self-destruction to you and others? When it comes to balance, you should understand that you are the center of your universe. You are the center of your existence. Nothing else is. If there is something that makes you feel more comfortable other than you being you, you are mentally allowing it. Same for whatever makes you feel uncomfortable. Unless someone or something is physically violating you, or something or someone who has intentions of physically violating you is trying to physically violate you. If so, there's nothing wrong to do whatever you have to do to keep whatever it is from causing an imbalancement to your universe. I look at balance like, say if you were creating your own world, what kind of things would be acceptable? What kind of things wouldn't be acceptable? What would be the consequence for the unacceptable things? What are the reasons for them being acceptable or unacceptable? I believe that things that should be acceptable are things such as sharing. Because sharing brings knowledge, and with knowledge comes freedom and comes growth. Respect for one another, as the other being another version of you, that should be really acceptable. Because we are all children of the Supreme Conscious. The Supreme Conscious supplies us with energy. The energy we are supplied with and use on a daily basis, such as breathing and just living, things we use to exist, the energy we use to exist, it all stems back to the Supreme Conscious. It's a forever circulation. I guess you can look at it as the way blood cells circulate through a body. So why would we use that energy to abuse each other in the long run? Why would we do that when we can use it to grow consideration for one another is an important thing. Treat one as you would want to be treated. It's a common saying, but it's very true when it comes to a balanced universe. Anything and everything that involves freedom and everybody progressing as a whole should be acceptable. Another thing to balance is to appreciate those who appreciate you, and to give positivity to positivity and negativity to negativity. That's balance. Things that are unacceptable in a balanced universe, in a balanced world, I think anything that limits your freedom should be unacceptable. Anything that deceives another should be unacceptable. Human emotions are unacceptable, such as sadness, anger, jealousy, envy, and hate, negative things. For it does not contribute to the progression of life. It only causes a standstill in self-destruction and self-hate. It's a backwards movement in life. I believe that in my balanced world, say I see another human that looks like me, or doesn't have to look like me, look like anything, but he's part of my balanced world, I would treat him or her, whatever it is, as if I would treat myself. It's like I'm interacting with another me. So why would I do anything to cause conflict to its life in a negative way? Same as like having a son or a daughter. That's a little you right there. And you want to see it grow like a plant or like a flower or like a tree. You want to see it grow and be all it can be, as you hope that it wishes the same for you. That's balance.